Spring has sprung in our audiobook tasters. This month's selection of titles on offer, free, from the RNIB charity catalogue of audiobooks, are loosely linked by the word spring. So there is a varied selection of various strands of fiction and biographies. The first book is by Alison Hoblin, The Scent of Water, a romance. The number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 14814. History repeats itself, so they say. Perhaps it has to, because no one listens. Ellie, an artist in her middle age, needs to live her life in a new way after the death of her husband. Feeling fearful, but doing it anyway, she enrolls on a garden course in Tuscany one spring. Here she begins relationships with fellow students Noreen and a much younger Max. This book is read by Charlotte Stevens. Our second book is by Brian Aldiss and is called Heliconia Spring. It's a fantasy and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 4333. The great drama of life on Heliconia is shaped by its cosmic limitations. In fierce contrasts of climate, whole seasons last for centuries and civilizations rise and fall as the planet orbits the giant sun Freya every 3,000 years. A young man named Yuli builds the city of Old Orando, a city that now faces the threat of the Phagors, a beast specialist rivaling mankind. This book is read by Christopher Slade. The third book is by Lilia Lamai and is called The Other Americans. It's a general fiction book. The number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 704528. Late one spring night, Driss, a Moroccan immigrant in California, is walking across a darkened intersection when he is killed by a speeding car. The repercussions of his death bring together a diverse cast of characters. His daughter, Nora, a jazz composer, his widow, Mariam, who still pines after her life in the old country, Efran, an undocumented witness whose fear of deportation prevents him from coming forward, Jeremy, a veteran of the Iraq War, Coleman, a detective, Anderson, a neighbour, and Driss himself. The characters, deeply divided by race, religion and class, tell their stories. This book is read by Lawrence Bouvard, Huda Ekufani, Joseph Kirku, John Maritis, Gabrielle Porus, Lalia Pine, Christopher Ragland, and Jared Zeus. Book 4 is by Princess Alice, Duchess of Gloucester. It's called Princess Alice, Duchess of Gloucester, a memoir. It's a biography. The number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 5118. The author recalls a long-vanished world of armies of servants and tons of luggage as the family progressed around the country. Dalkeith at Christmas, spring at Bow Hill in the Borders, autumn with the grandparents at Drumlangrig for the shooting, and of course the London season. Her sense of adventure took her to Kenya after the war, good training for her future post in Australia with her husband, Henry, Duke of Gloucester. This book is read by Marjorie Anderson. Book 5 is by Tove Alsterdal and is called Deep Harbour. It's a crime book and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 717923. As the spring warmth melts the ice, divers search the wreckage at the bottom of the Angermanland River. But the murdered man they recover was put there much more recently than the historic artifacts they were seeking. Local detective Ira Jordan, newly pregnant and not talking about it, is proud to be put in charge of the investigation until she discovers the man's identity and the evidence begins to point towards her own family. As Ira works to piece together the truth from the long-buried evidence and her mother's fragmented memories, she isn't sure she's prepared for the revelations this truth might unleash. This book is read by Tanya Eby. Book 6 is by Elizabeth von Armen, and is called The Enchanted April. It's a classic. The number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 707575. The discreet advertisement in the Times, addressed to those who appreciate wisteria and sunshine, offers a small medieval castle for rent above a bay on the Italian Riviera. Four very different women, the disreveled and downtrodden Mrs. Wilkins, the sad, sweet-faced Mrs. Arbuthnot, the formidable widow Mrs. Fisher, and the ravishing socialite Lady Caroline Dester, are drawn to the shores of the Mediterranean that April. As each in turn blossoms in the warmth of the Italian spring and finds their spirits stirring, quite unexpected changes occur. This book is read by Soroka Davis. Our next book, number 7, is by Agatha Christie and is called Sinister Spring, Murder and Mystery from the Queen of Crime. It's classic crime book and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 713618. Blossoming flowers and countryside strolls may sound innocent enough, but not where there's murder in the air. Beware of secluded cottages, stolen treasure, and fatal revenge schemes. This compendium of short stories, some featuring beloved detectives Hercule Poirot and Miss Marple, is an essential omnibus for Christie fans and the perfect gift for mystery lovers. Various stories, including The Market Basing Mystery, The Case of the Missing Lady, The Herb of Death, How Does Your Garden Grow, Swan Song, Miss Marple Tells a Story, Have You Got Everything You Want, The Jewel Robbery at the Grand Metropolitan, Ingots of Gold, The Soul of the Croupier, The Girl on the Train, and Greenshaw's Folly. These stories are read by a selection of volunteers. Book 8 is by Isaac Asimov and is called The Currents of Space, and it's a science fiction. The number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 715194. A Nova Bright Adventure and the spectacular precursor to the classic Foundation series by a founding member of science fiction. The fate of the galaxy hangs in the balance. High above the planet Florina, the squires of Sark live in unimaginable wealth and comfort. Down in the eternal spring of its surface, however, the native Florinians labour ceaselessly for their Sarkite masters. Rebellion is unthinkable and impossible. But now both worlds are hurtling towards a cataclysm, and only one man knows the truth. A man without a memory or a past, unaware of the secret locked inside his own brain. Their world is doomed. This book is read by John Lindstrom. Book 9 is by Roger Bannister and it's called Twin Tracks, The Autobiography. It's an autobiography and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 22529. It was a blustery late spring day in 1954 and a young Oxford medical student flung himself over the line in a mile race. Roger Bannister became the first man to run a mile in under 4 minutes, inspiring a generation. One of the iconic figures of sport tells for the first time the full story of the dedication and talent that led to his unprecedented achievement. He also writes about his professional life as a distinguished doctor and neurologist once his amateur athletic career drew to a close. This book is read by Thomas Hodgkin. Book 10 is by Anne Pratchett called Thomas Lake. It's literary fiction. The number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 715781. In the spring of 2020, Lara's three daughters returned to the family's orchard in northern Michigan. While picking cherries, they beg their mother to tell them the story of Peter Duke, a famous actor with whom she shared both a stage and a romance years before at a theatre company called Tom Lake. As Lara recalls the past, her daughters examine their own lives and relationship with their mother and are forced to reconsider the world and everything they thought they knew. Tom Lake is a meditation on youthful love, married love, and the lives parents have led before their children were born. Both hopeful and mournful, it explores what it means to be happy even when the world is falling apart. As in all of her novels, Anne Pratchett combines compelling narrative artistry with piercing inserts into family dynamics. This book is read by Meryl Streep. Book 11 on the list is by Sarah Boehm and is called Spill, Simmer, Falter, Wither. It's literary fiction. The number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 22938. A misfit man finds a misfit dog. Ray, age 57, too old to start it for starting over, too young for giving up, and One Eye, a vicious little bugger, smaller than expected, a good ratter. Both are accustomed to being alone, unloved, outcast, but they quickly find in each other a strange companionship of sorts. As spring turns to summer, their relationship grows and intensifies until a savage act forces them to abandon the precarious life they'd established and take to the road. This book is read by John Cormack. Book 12 is by Mary Chamberlain and is called The Dressmaker of Dachau. It's general fiction and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 700526. London, Spring 1939. 18-year-old Ada Vaughan, a beautiful and ambitious seamstress. A chance meeting with the enigmatic Stanislaus von Lieben catapults Ada into a world of glamour and romance. When he suggests a trip to Paris, Ada is blind to all the warnings of war on the continent. When the Nazis invade, Stanislaus abandons her, and she's taken prisoner, sent to Germany as slave labour, and forced to survive the only way she knows how, by being a dressmaker. This book is read by Julie Teal. Book 13 is by Jeffrey Deaver, and is called The Bodies Left Behind. It's a thriller, and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 16690. A spring night in a small town in Wisconsin. A call to police emergency from a distant lake house is cut short. A phone glitch or something more sinister. Off duty, Brian McKenzie leaves her family's dinner table and drives up to the deserted lake to find out, and stumbles on a scene of a murder. Before she can call for backup, she finds herself the next potential victim. Deprived of her phone, weapon and car, Brian flees along with the only survivor of the crime. This book is read by Michael Fitzpatrick. Book 14 is by Ben Ferguson and is called The Spring of Casper Mere. It's a general fiction and its number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 20847. It is 1946, and after a sustained bombing campaign, Berlin is a sea of rubble. Casper Meyer is trading on the black market to feed himself and his elderly father. When a young woman, Eva, arrives on his doorstep and asks him to track down a British pilot, Casper is instinctively nervous. After he turns down her offer of payment, she threatens to blackmail him, and Casper is unwittingly drawn into an intrigue that he could never have anticipated. This book is read by Leighton Pugh. This book, number 15, is written by Marjorie McCullum and is called Growing Up in Two Worlds, 1920 to 1937. It's a biography. The number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 13420. This is a personal account of a childhood spent in London and the country in the 20s and 30s. The book illustrates the difficulties and joys of family and business life through the eyes of a growing girl. The weekly horror of wash day is vividly described, as is the annual spring clean of the house to get rid of the depredations of the winter's coal fires. There is still time, though, to go visiting by pony and trap, to sample the delights of the sweet shop, to learn to ride and to fall in love. This book is read by Louise Fryer. I do hope that you find something amongst this selection that you will enjoy listening to.